Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
Be careful. Don't base your life on feelings. And that's what Paul is saying in this passage, that which you're also saved if you keep in memory, which I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. That thought about believing in vain, that it's worthless and you live a defeated life, no longer living that victorious life. Well, what's the use? There's a lot of people that becomes their life motto. I live for Christ and now look at me. All this stuff has happened in my life and what's the use? They believed in vain. He said, don't do that. Don't do that. Stand on the gospel. No matter what comes in your life, no matter which way the wind blows, stand on the fact that Jesus Christ loved you, Jesus Christ died for you, Jesus Christ was buried for you, and Jesus Christ rose again for you, and Jesus Christ is coming again for you. Amen. Then verse number 3. For I delivered unto you first of all. And I have a note here before I go any farther. Why is that so important, the first of all? The very first message that Paul had declared to them was the gospel message. The most important message that anyone would ever hear is that gospel message. Paul reminded him, when I delivered to you for the very first thing, when I came into the city of Corinth, I preached to you the gospel. And he's reminding him the importance of the gospel. That first of all, that was the importance. That Paul knew that the gospel was the power of God in salvation. And that nothing else he would preach could do the work of bringing the lost and the unsaved to salvation. A lot of preachers today preach everything but the gospel. So somebody sent me something on they know I don't do Facebook. What do you call that? Text, a little, what do you call those things? Not I mean.
Emoji.
Wasn't even emoji. They send it on my text thing and you push, yeah. Like you tap. Yeah, like a little video. That's why I don't do Facebook. I'd be lost in this thing. And it says simply, tap to preview. And on the, so I tap it and there's this guy preaching and on. And it's amazing what people preach today. And it's amazing to me, the people that follow them. Anyway, Paul said, remember, first of all, the gospel. That's the most important message that anyone could ever hear that I preached unto you. And then notice that which I also received. Paul was reminding them, I was saved the same way that you were saved, by believing the gospel. And Paul reminded him that when I came, I didn't make this thing up. That which I also received, I didn't make this up. I received it from somebody else. And we know, remember when Paul was saved on the road to Damascus. And again, let me just reiterate this. There's only two men that's ever been saved on sight. Only two men in all scripture that's recorded. Remember who they are. Abraham, who was the first Jew. And then a fellow by the name of Saul of Tarsus. God appeared to them. Jesus appeared to them. Remember, I won't get into Abraham's conversion, but he appeared to him in Ur of Chaldees. And in other words, a preacher didn't come to him. A missionary didn't come to him. God appeared to him. And then Saul of Tarsus, he's going on that road to Damascus. Saul! Saul! Why persecuted them? Remember the light? A missionary didn't come to Paul. A preacher didn't come to Paul. Jesus Christ came to Paul. Lord, is that you? Why do you remember? Well, why keep? And then he says, Lord, what would thou have me to do? He was saved. And that's why Paul will later say that I was saved as one that was born out of due season. Abraham, who was the first Jew, and Paul, who became a missionary, he's a Jew, to the Gentiles, they were pictures of they were a picture of what will happen when Jesus comes in the Revelation. Remember studying Revelation. That when he appears there in the city of Jerusalem, that many will be saved on sight, the Jewish people. And Paul writes this, well, who can think of things? Can a nation be born in a day? They'll see Jesus. Who put those scars in your hand? The Old Testament. And Jesus said, I got them in the house of my friends. And these Jewish people who survived the tribulation will see Jesus and they will be saved on sight. Amazing picture of that. But anyway, I've said all this, that Paul was saved the same way and that he believed Christ and that message, that gospel message. It wasn't a different message. It was still the message that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried and he rose again. And Paul said, I received this and I preach this to you. And then in verse number three, he says, here's the gospel. How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. The death of Christ is the central theme of the whole Bible. From Adam in the garden to all the animal sacrifices in the Old Testament, it all pointed to the death of Christ and his shed blood on the cross of Calvary. His death changed the relationship between God and man. His death atoned for the sin of all mankind. 1 John 2:2, we see that. Because of the death of Christ, it atoned for all of our sins, if we just simply believe. Christ's death wrought reconciliation with God toward man and made reconciliation possible with man toward God. We see that in Romans 5:10. Christ's death opened a new and living way unto God through Christ. Let me read these. Hebrews 10:19-20. Talking about the death of Christ. Hebrews 10:19-20. Wherefore, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Remember, we talked about this a week or two ago. Jesus entered into heavens with his own blood. Ernie, I shared that with them at South Sudan also about this. And by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. He made a new and a living way for us because of his death and through his blood. Interesting. His death satisfied the Father in heaven. Isaiah 53:11. I have that marked. Well, what an amazing passage of scripture this one is. Yet, speaking of Christ, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. The word Lord here is in capitals. It speaks of the Father. It pleased God to bruise him. Who is him? Jesus on the cross of Calvary. He, God, hath put him, Jesus, to grief. When thou shalt make his soul, Christ, an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. God shall see Christ's seed, prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He, speaking of God, shall see the travail of his soul, speaking of Christ, and shall be satisfied. The Father was satisfied with the sacrifice of his son Jesus on the cross of Calvary. His death brought forgiveness of sin. In Colossians chapter number 1, verse number 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. His death involved and required the shedding of blood for the sins of the whole world. Hebrews 9:22. Without the shedding of this innocent blood, the Lamb of God, salvation could not be possible. I mentioned this before when we were studying in the book of Hebrews, that Jesus Christ is God, very God. And that when Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary, that was divine blood. Let that sink in. It was not human blood. He was not of seed of a man, he was seed of a woman. So the blood that Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary was God's blood, his own blood. Why is that so important? A great man passed away a couple weeks ago. Pastor out in California, I ain't gonna mention his name because he forgot, knew more Bible than he ever knew. Great teachers on the radio, wrote many, many books. Y'all know who I'm talking about. But he said something in 1980, he said, this is what was emailed to me about, watch this. He said something in 1988 or 87 or 88 that caused a lot of controversy in Christianity. He had some debates about it. And he said that the death of Christ, it was not the blood, it was the death of Christ that were saved. And he sent me what he said. Even though he's dead, and I believe he's in heaven today, he was so wrong about that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.